Born at the dawn of the Cold War, the Central Intelligence Agency is marking the 75th anniversary of its founding. Over the past two decades, the spy agency hit some of its darkest moments during the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Russia's war in Ukraine has given the CIA a renewed focus in line with its original mission. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie has our story.
At the CIA's creation in July 1947, the early intelligence briefings delivered to President Harry Truman still sound pretty current today, like American citizens who couldn't get exit visas to leave the Soviet Union, and intrigue over Moscow's dealings with Iran. Here's CIA Director William Burns just last week.
These are awful and shameful steps. To hold American citizens for political leverage. Russians and Iranians need each other right now. But if they need each other, they don't really trust each other.
So the storylines may be familiar. But it's often been a turbulent journey since Truman created the spy agency. His clear intent was to centralize the multiple and sometimes contradictory intelligence streams coming in from separate military branches and the State Department. Successes included keeping a close watch on the Soviet Union with spy planes, satellites, and human agents so that Cold War tensions didn't spiral out of control. Failures often involved botched military adventures, like the Bay of Pigs in 1961, one of the many attempts to oust Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
The great successes CIA has been the way in which it reduced the possible confrontation in a nuclear age.
Tom Blanton heads the National Security Archive. It's a private research group that studies the U.S. intelligence community.
You really enhance American national security, they did, over all those years, by giving us much better information about the world.
But Blanton is quick to add,
the places where the CIA has gone wrong has been in its handling of agents, its covert operations, its paramilitary, which raised the possibilities of confrontation, raised the danger.
One of the agency's most troubled periods was the early 2000s. First, the failure to foresee the Al-Qaeda attacks on 9/11. Then, the false assessment on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And then, the torture program of terror suspects. Stanford University's Amy Ziegert is the author of Spies, Lies, and Algorithms. The torture program, she says, remains a permanent stain on the CIA's record.
As Mike Hayden, former CIA director, has said very colorfully, as any president that wants to approve waterboarding in the future should bring his own bucket.
The 9/11 attacks put the CIA on a dramatically different course. The agency went from an emphasis on traditional spy work, collecting intelligence and recruiting foreign spies, to a focus on paramilitary operations directed at groups like Al-Qaeda. Former CIA officer Doug London says the agency lost sight of its core mission.
The focus on counterterrorism really put the United States and the CIA on a kinetic path, really moving it away from operating in the shadows and more as an extension of the military.
London says his own 34-year career at the CIA reflected this.
Where the first 17 years of my career was really focused on Russia and other principal rivals, that changed overnight, 9/11, to terrorism.
And so it went until he retired in 2018. His final job was overseeing the CIA's counterterrorism effort in Afghanistan. London says the urgency of those U.S. wars meant the CIA wasn't paying enough attention to evolving threats elsewhere.
Russia and China were becoming much more aggressive, applying sort of the rules of this hybrid warfare of disinformation, information, economy, and military that the United States was very slow to adapt to.
Amy Ziegert puts it this way.
Intelligence officers should be gatherers. Military officers are hunters. And the more the CIA is hunting, the less the CIA is gathering. So there's a real need for the agency to move away from its counterterrorism, battlefield-focused operations to put more time and more attention on these strategic questions.
CIA Director Burns is moving in that direction. He's created a China Mission Center, dedicated to the country seen as the most serious long-term U.S. adversary. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has also ushered in a new chapter. In an unusual twist, the CIA went public with some of the intelligence on Russia's military plans, a move met by skepticism until it proved accurate. Again, Amy Ziegert.
I think this was a signature moment for the agency. We put the truth out before the lie, saying, don't believe a word Vladimir Putin's going to tell you. He's lying.
This approach, she says, is likely to be a blueprint for the future. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.